We had high expectations, but certainly not to the level that he achieved on the day. He far exceeded where we thought he'd go from a price point of view. So it was all a bit of a shock, really, because the bull, he just kept going. The momentum actually got stronger and stronger the more the bidding happened. So yeah, it's a bit surreal.
What did you realistically expect? What figure were you looking at?
Oh, I didn't really want to set a figure because we don't focus on individuals too much within our herd. It's much more about population genetics, and we endeavour to breed, you know, a high quantity of high quality animals, not just singles. So to focus on one bull when we had 230 to sell, you know, you potentially overlook a lot of other bulls, but certainly take your eye off what our core business is, and that's breeding bulls for commercial producers out of volume. So I didn't really know what he'd make. I was fairly confident he would exceed our highest price from a few years ago, which was $75,000. But yeah, I didn't really know where he'd end up.
And you must have had a smile on your face when the hammer went down.
Well, I actually had someone from Queensland contact me and say, you could have at least had a smile. So I didn't know what to do. It's when the bull got to about 180,000, the blood started to drain out of me, and I was breathless, really. I didn't know where it was going to end up.
What's so special about this bull?
He's got a great balance. He's from a really, really good cow line, and female lines are what we focus on a lot. So that was probably the first thing, the depth of quality of breeding in his pedigree. Secondly, the bull phenotypically, both from a structural correctness point of view and his eye appeal, were both really, really good. And then to complement that, he's got a wonderful data set, you know, of calving knees, low birth weight, and then his carcass quality is exceptional. So to put all that together in a bull that also looks the part is often hard to do. And, you know, sometimes it's right place, right time. That's a bull that at this point in time the industry's really looking for. So it was fortunate for us that we had the bull at the time, and he's gone to a home that has a strong focus on the commercial realisms of breeding cattle. So the Dunoon Angus in New South Wales, they breed a number of bulls for commercial clients as well, and this bull will be used pretty heavily in their herd to do that. But also my understanding is that they'll market semen on him. So I think the bull will get some pretty heavy use across the industry.
Is it a record sale for an Angus bull in Tasmania, as far as you know?
It is a record. Yes, it is. It's a record price for any breed in Tasmania. The previous record was held by Quamby Plains for a Hereford bull. He sold for $82,000, I believe it was last autumn, 12 months ago.
That's a big, big difference, isn't it? A big record breaker.
Yeah, there is. I was asked, you know, have you got one coming up that's going to surpass this guy? And I think you never know, but I think the record will probably stand for a while for Tassie. He's certainly still a bit off the national record.
What's the national record, by the way?
The national record for an Angus bull is 280,000 for a bull that sold about 18 months ago.
Okay. And you've got a busy couple of days getting the transport ready. Did the bulk of the bulls go over to the mainland?
About 60% to mainland states. So, yeah, we've got a busy few days getting them on the road and working with some of the other breeders here in Tassie who sell bulls to the mainland as well to logistically get these bulls home, you know, the most cost-effective and safest way that we can.
Overall, you weren't expecting what happened last year. Last year was pretty good. Prices were good, but the cattle prices have dropped. But overall, how did you think it all went?
Oh, look, the overall result exceeded our expectations. As you just mentioned, you know, the cattle market isn't what it was last year, and it isn't what it was the year before. It is on some cattle, but certainly the store market can be a bit tough going at the moment on the lighter end of the cattle. So we felt that we were going to really test the market on volume. I was confident with you know, a certain number of bulls, and particularly the bulls that had some seed stock potential, but to sell that many bulls and average what we did was a great outcome. And I think it's a result of a few things. We've made significant investment in our breeding program the last few years with embryo transfer and AI over and above what we have done previously. So a lot of the bulls that sold to seed stock producers were from embryo transfer, so from the lead end of our cow herd. And then, you know, the commercial guys are obviously seeing what the results they're getting with our cattle, and we work hard to work with them and understand their businesses so we can recommend the appropriate genetic package for them. So I think it's a result of a lot of things, but, you know, just in particular on the day, there was a good vibe at the sale and people were positive about the bulls. And I feel as though the line of bulls we had from the first bull to the last bull were very even. And when we can put together a line of over 200 bulls and there's not a whole lot of difference between the first bull and the last bull, that gives people great confidence to buy bulls from our program.
And how many were passed in?
We had 5 passed in.
That's a good result.
Very good result, yes.